Hello.
Chevra, I want to welcome you to today's shiur. I'm going to share with you a document on the screen, which are the Mara Makomos, that we're going to go through. There's actually a typo on the first line. Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Bo, and the mitzvah of tefillin appears in Parashas Bo twice. There are two separate times where the mitzvah of tefillin appears. We have Parashas Bo, the parasha of Kadesh, right? That is Kadesh Likol Bechor, etc. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says, remember the day that you left Mitzrayim, and then you'll come to Eretz Yisrael, etc., etc., eat matzah, etc., etc. Meaning that the mitzvah of tefillin is connected somehow to the formative moment in our life as Jews, meaning Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin and Yetzias Mitzrayim is right there. Next. The next psukim, right after these psukim, again in Parashas Bo, Torah says, "When you come to Eretz Yisrael, ki v'yach Hashem el Eretz Hakanani, kasher nishba l'chol la'avoseichu nesan alach." So you're supposed to do the mitzvah of pidyon haben. Paro made it hard for us to go out. Therefore, we have a mitzvah pidyon haben. There was makas bechoras pidyon haben, and again v'hayol osa yodcha u'tofos b'inecha ki b'chazak yad hotziach Hashem in Mitzrayim. And again, we have the fact that the mitzvah of tefillin appears. Once again, the mitzvah of tefillin is connected to the fundamental idea of yetzias Mitzrayim. In Chumash Devarim, we have in Parshas Vayeschanan the mitzvah tefillin in the parsha of Shema. It's Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, and following. It's about the ikar of Yahadus, the fact that Hashem Echad, right? Rav Salvation used to say that Hashem Echad, you could make you a kofar if we ask you to translate it. Hashem Echad means God is unique. It does not mean God is one. One means that there could potentially be two. That would be apikarsis. Hashem Echad means there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. There is no Achdus like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, this is the most fundamental idea, no? Achdus Hashem. The fact that we're supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levav, b'chol nafsh, b'chol moedecha, Talmud Torah, Mishnah Kulvanecha, and right there, tefillin. Tefillin comes again. If you listen to the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, so then good things will happen to you. If you don't listen to the mitzvahs, so bad things will happen. And you should remember it. Meaning, in Parashas Bo, I have tefillin that is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim twice. In Parashas Va'eschanan, I have tefillin that is connected to Yichud Hashem and Ahavas Hashem. And in Parashas Ekev, I have tefillin connected to Kol HaMitzvos Kulam. Right? Tefillin in V'hayam Shemoa, if you do all the mitzvahs, good things happen. You don't do all the mitzvahs, bad things happen. Tefillin. So tefillin is super important in the Torah. Tefillin is more important when we look in Shas. We see things about tefillin that we don't see about any other mitzvah. Which mitzvahs does the Ribbono Shel Olam do?
Tefillah.
God davens, right? The same daf in bracha says tefillin. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. Amar Reb Avin Bar Adam Reb Yitzchak Brachos Davav. Minayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu meniach tefillin. Shenemar Nishba Hashem Bimino Bezeroa Uzo. Yemino is Torah. Right? A Shavua requires Nikitas Chayfetz. Well, it doesn't require Nikitas Chayfetz, but Nikitas Chayfetz kind of enhances the Shavua. It makes the Shavua more serious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swears be Yemino Bezra Uzo. Yemino is Torah. Bezra Uzo is Tfilin. Tfilin is called Oz. Tfilin reflects our strength. Hashem Oz Lamo Yitain. Right? It says, Ra'o Kol Me'otz Kishem Hashem Nikolach V'yaru Mimecha. The nations would be scared of us because we are Tfilin. Tfilin is strength. So I see in the Gemara in Brachos that Tfilin reflects strength that we have, right? It's force, ois. Hashem oz lamo yitain. And apparently the drush of Reb Lezer HaGadol is that they're scared of us because we're strong. And what makes us strong is we wear tefillin. It's not just the biceps, it's the tefillin that are on those bicep muscles. That is Brachos Daf Vav. The Gemara, of course, talks about the tefillin of the Rabbanu Shalom. What does it say in it? Right? It speaks about the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. Our tefillin speak about the uniqueness of the Rabbanu Shalom. Right? There's a certain parallel between our tefillin and the Rabbanu Shalom's tefillin. Brachos Daf Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu, in one of the hardest to understand episodes in the Torah, but it's also, I think, the episode that shows so much. It happened on Yom HaKippurim. Moshe Rabbeinu is over there in the cleft of the rock, Nikras Hatzur. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, hey, God, I want to see you. I can imagine Rabbi Lachman saying it that way. Hey, God, I want to see you. Right? Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu asks. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu show Moshe Rabbeinu? Zokhi Gwam Brachas Dav Zayin? Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe? Kesher Shal Tefillin. So the tefillin represents the kavod of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillin is kavod. Tefillin is oz, is strength. Tefillin is kavod. Megillah daf tes zayin. Zok di gemara la Yehuda maisa orav v'simcha sasim v'ikar. Right? It doesn't say kain tia lanu in the pasuk. It just says v'ikar. That's where it ends. Ora zutora. Simcha yantiv. Sasin mila. The car is tefillin. What is your car? V'chol ha'noshim yitnu yikar levaleihen. Your car means covered. The same idea that we saw in the Gemara Brachos. Moshe Rabbeinu says, ha'ini nas kvodecha. Right? The covered of the Ribbono Shel Olam is his tefillin. Vayehudim ha'isa yikar. The covet that we have is tefillin. Tefillin is oz, tefillin is kavod, tefillin is also pe'er. Yechezkel perek chaf dalet. I ran out of time when I was pointing out these source sheets like 10 minutes ago. In Yechezkel perek chaf dalet, so Yechezkel Hanofi is told that his wife is going to die, but unlike everyone else who observes some sort of mourning, Yechezkel is told, don't observe mourning. Pe'ercha chavo shalacha. What is pe'er? Tefillin, right? The Gemara says, l'seis, right? Lahem pe'er tachas efer, right? That pe'er is tefillin. The rush, it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah comments, no one does this anymore. The Rosh would say Birchas HaShachar, Oter Yisrael B'Sif Ara, that din of Tiferes, Pe'er, then he put on tefillin. The poskim say we don't do this anymore, we put on tefillin either before Birchas HaShachar or after Birchas HaShachar, but the Mishnah Berurah writes that you should touch your tefillin at Oter Yisrael B'Sif Ara. So what is it about tefillin that has all of these elements? Right? How come tefillin reflects Yitzias Mitzrayim? It reflects Yichud Hashem, Ahavas Hashem. Tefillin is Shoko Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam. The Ribbono of Shalom wears tefillin. Tefillin is Oz and it's Kavod and it's Pe'er. So what is it about tefillin? So I'm not 100% sure, obviously. But when I was looking around last night, so I have this sefer. It's called Tefillah L'Moshe. Someone got it for me. Oh, I remember, actually. This fellow, Rav Kreuzer, who wrote the sefer. Big Talmud Chacham. His father was the one who was brought in to build the Manhattan Erev. This Rav Kreuzer. It's all Yerushalmi. So Rav Kreuzer and his sefer, Tefillah L'Moshe, basically talks about how all mitzvos are here to connect us to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what mitzvos do. Mitzvos ledovka bo, you're supposed to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mitzvos is the way we connect to Hashem, so much so that Rashi writes in Shabbos on Daf Lamed that the word mitzvah means tzavta, means connection, that you're there together. We become connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam when we do what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Now that's true of all mitzvahs, but the mitzvah of tefillin establishes a special connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The mitzvah of tefillin is the mitzvah where that connection is very physical. It's kashur, it is tied onto us. And the connection that the mitzvah of tefillin represents is a more profound connection. When a person connects to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so a number of things happen. First of all, a person who connects to Ribbono Shel Olam, actually, that's what kavod is. The only kavod you have in the world is based on connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. The only strength that you can have is Hashem Uziyah Ma'uziyah Manusi B'Yom Tzara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the strength that we have, represents the only kavod that we have. The tiferes that we have is because the only glory we have is because of our connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. Tefillin, more than other mitzvos, has a physical manifestation of real connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a physical way. When I learn Torah, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I connect to the Chochmah of Hashem. But when I wear tefillin, my physical body is connected. I'm taking the basic yesodos of tefillin, those yichud Hashem, the ahavas Hashem, and I'm attaching it to me. And I'm attaching that connection to all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what makes the mitzvah of tefillin so special. There's a sefer that the Beis Yosef quotes. I don't believe we know who wrote it. The Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Tefillin. It's called the Sefer Baruch She'amar. The Sefer Baruch She'amar points out, okay, I'm going to test you guys on this one. Look at the four parashios of Tefillin. Okay, two in Bo, one in Vaskan, one in Akev. All 22 letters in the Aleph Beis appear in these four parashios with two exceptions. There are two letters that do not appear in the four parashiyos of tefillin. Okay, guys, I'll give you 15 seconds to figure this out. Which two letters do not appear?
Samach.
Samach, good. And?
That's one I...
Samach does not appear, and Gimel does not appear. Gimel and Samach stands for gas, which is horiness, gas ruach. The yesod of tefillin is, on some level, you can't have gas with the tefillin. It's interesting, by the way, that we make tefillin me'or behema gasa, right? Often we take the thickness of an animal and we use it to attach it to ourselves, right? And we're not going to be gassed. We're going to demonstrate anova. Anova in chasidus means bittul to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The more we are mevatel ourselves, right? This is the paradox of Yiddishkeit. To the extent that we make ourselves like nothing, That's the extent that we have oz and kavod and pe'er. Those three things which you think come because you build yourself up, the mitzvah of tefillin shows that these things come when you are mevatel yourself to the Eibishter, when you make yourself even less. That's one yisod of the Sefer Baruch She'amar that's kedai to note. Another yisod of the Baruch She'amar. Tefillin has four parashios, but there's a difference between the tefillin she'yad and the tefillin she'arosh. What's the difference?
Four klafen versus one
klaf. Four batim versus one bayis. She'arosh is four batim. She'yad has one. The idea is that I want all of my senses to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are five senses. Four of them are on the head. The Einayim, I see. I hear. I don't hear as well as some others, but I also hear Baruch Hashem a little bit. I could smell. I can taste. Right? Those four senses are in the Rosh. The Chush HaMishush, touching, feeling, that's Biyad. The idea is I want all of my senses to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam. By the way, the idea of wearing tefillin on the weaker hand is because it gives us strength, but the strength comes from we're mevatel ourselves. We don't want to show our own strength. We do it on the Yad Keha. That's the idea of the tefillin. Tefillin is a tremendously special mitzvah. There's nothing that we could say even more to play up the tefillin. But the funny thing is that as special as the mitzvah of tefillin is, as much as it represents an oz and kavod and pe'er and yichud Hashem and ahavas Hashem, etc., right? Aryeh Kaplan, his book on tefillin, points out that the idea of tefillin is that when you really love somebody, that person gives you a gift. You walk around with that gift all the time. Tefillin represents that. Notions of that effect, Aryeh Kaplan gives like a lot of Kabbalistic sources to this. It didn't speak to me as much. But tefillin is such a special mitzvah. Yet throughout history, Klal Yisrael have too often not worn tefillin or not worn tefillin properly. The Jewish book that was published first, besides the Bible, before they published the Shas, was the Smag. The Smag is a Moshe of Kutzi. You could see on the source sheets who he was. He's born around 1200, right? His mother is the daughter, blah, blah, blah. They give you the whole story. What was the Smag? So the Smag was called Reb Moshe Darshan by the Rishonim. And he's called Reb Moshe Darshan because his job was he would go through Europe and he'd give drushes. And you know the drusha he gave? Wear tefillin. The medieval Jew did not wear tefillin. They didn't wear tefillin because tefillin was expensive. They didn't wear tefillin because they had a notion of guf naki that was very extreme. Therefore, they didn't wear tefillin. We'll see this in a few minutes when we look at the Smag. And the Smag goes through Europe, and he emphasizes, he walks around town to town, and he emphasizes the importance of the mitzvah of tefillin. That's what he does. And look at the way the Smag says it. It's mamish beautiful. Right? We'll just like glance at this Smag. This is Mitzvah Saseh Gimel in the Smag. This parash of Shmaz, the Fisha parash is Chaviv Olof Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'hi Mafteach Yir'aseinu, Sheyesh B'yichor HaBorei, Azharas Ahavas Shmo, B'chol Lev, B'chol Nefesh, B'chol Ma'od, V'chol Atara Kula B'zeh. Right? Kriya Shmaz is really important. So we do it five times a day. We do it five times a day. If you love the king, so you're going to think about doing what the king wants. So we have Chamisha Zichronos B'chol Yom. We read the parasha in the morning when we get up. We read it at night when we go to sleep.
We write the parasha in the tefillin. V'samtas dvari eila levavchem shetei sima keneged halev. The parasha is on the tefillin sharosh, which is keneged our brains. Tefillin represents the five senses. It represents the intellect. That's the tefillin sharosh, and it represents the emotion, the lave. Right? All these things are done in the mitzvah of tefillin. And we also have this parasha of Kriya Shema. Maybe we'll have to talk about it a different time with the mitzvah of mezuzah. And the Smag writes, Kach darashti parasha zu begolius Yisrael. When I went through all the different communities, all the different goliyos, I darshan this pasuk, lochi yashiko echad ve'echad chayiv b'tefillin mezuzahs. Apparently, people would rely on the rabbi to fulfill tefillin for them. Everyone has to do it. Right, we know this is only three mitzvahs that are called Eidos, Mila, Shabbos, and Tefillin. And you need two Eidim to show that you're a good Jew. So Mila, you always have with you. You, on Shabbos, you have Shabbos, Mila and Shabbos. That's Al Pishnayim Eidim Yachum Dover, that you're a good Jew. During the week, you have your tefillin. If you don't have your tefillin, you're not a good Jew. The Tana Dvei Eliyahu writes that, you know, when we were in the Midbar, the second Shabbos ever, what happened that second Shabbos that we didn't get the Geula? Why is this fellow Mekoshesh Eitzim? Why is he Mekoshesh Eitzim? So the Tana Dvei Eliyahu says, he's Mekoshesh Eitzim because he didn't ever wear tefillin. He didn't know, again, yesh ladon, whether people wore tefillin in the midbar before the Zman of Chumash Devarim. Now Chumash Devarim is 37 days before Moshe Rabbeinu's Nifter, no? It begins on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and it goes Moshe Rabbeinu's Nifter on Zayin Adar. 37 days, all Chumash Devarim. Did they wear tefillin before Chumash Devarim? Did they maybe have tefillin that had only two parashios, not four? Right? Maybe they only had Chumash parashas bo tefillin, not Va'eschan and Ekev tefillin. I don't know. But Chazal say in the Tana Dvei Eliyahu that the reason why this Mekoshi Shaitan is Mechal Shabbos is because he had never worn tefillin. The idea of tefillin protecting a person from averos is an idea that the Rambam stresses in a few places, and the Smag quotes it. And these three mitzvot, Shabbos, Mila, and tefillin, the Gemara in different locations says that each of these mitzvot is shokol keneged kol mitzvos kulam. Meaning that, again, this is just a drusha that the Smag gave. The Smag's drusha is tefillin is really important. I gave a different drasha about Gufnaki. I gave a different drasha about the Gemara tells us in Kedushin and in Bechoros that because of the mitzvah of tefillin, asu mitzvah zusha b'shvila, tizku likanes la'aretz, do tefillin, you'll get into Eretz Yisrael. If you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, you may yed eid sheker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Smag, would prefer a Rasha who wears tefillin to a tzaddik who doesn't wear tefillin. That's like a frightening expression in the Smag. But your person's b'chazoka shlo yechta, etc. Look at this, Yalkut Shimoni. Yalkut Shimoni writes, V'toyraso yege yom v'layla. Right, this is like a yeshiva bachar's pasuk. Shosala in Torah day and night. Right at the beginning of Sefer Tehillim. Reb Laza Omer, Amr Yisrael from the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Ritzoneinu lios yegeim b'Torah yom v'layla. Avo in lan l'panai. The people say, the guys in yeshiva say, hey, we want to learn Torah all day, but we don't have time. We don't have time. We have to go to college. We have stuff. We don't have time to learn Torah all day. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu,
Kimu mitzvahs tefillin, mal ani aleichem ki ilu atem yigeim b'torah yom v'layla.
Wow.
Right? That's the idea that the Smag is getting at. If you wear tefillin, right, it's like you're learning Torah all day. Right? That is a wild idea. Ellie?
What?
No, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds, right, HaKadosh Baruch says, Kaimu mitzvahs tefillin, fulfill the mitzvah, right? And then I'll consider it like you're learning Torah all day. That's what it says in the Yalkut Shimoni. Now, here's the thing. The Smag gave drushes that people in his time weren't wearing tefillin. Maran HaRav Kook, the first book that Rav Kook ever published was Chavesh Pe'er. Chavesh Pe'er, Rav Kook published this sefer. I could tell you the year. He's like in 1891, but he completed it in 1888. Rav Kook is relatively young. He's born in 1865, right? So you do the math. Rav Kook writes the sefer Chavesh Pe'er, and he was worried that people were wearing tefillin, unlike the Smag, that during the Smag's time, people just didn't wear tefillin. Rav Kook writes that people wore tefillin, but their tefillin were shalobim komam. He quotes the din here in Arachayim Simin Chav Zayin, that the tefillin shel rosh has to be above the hairline. And if any part of the tefillin shel rosh is beneath the hairline, that's a discussion in Poskim. Rav Kook's whole sefer basically is about that. That you don't fulfill the mitzvah at all if any part of the tefillin drops beneath the hairline. And Rav Kook went through Europe giving drushes about the importance of rabbonim encouraging the communities to make sure their tefillin is in the right place. When Rav Kook is going through Europe to make these drushes, he met someone called the Chazon Ish. The famous meeting between Rav Kook and the Chazon Ish takes place when Rav Kook is going through Europe, giving drushes to where to fill in the proper place, encouraging Rabbonim to speak about this. And one of the communities he goes to is a town called Kosovo. And in Kosovo, Maran Rav Kook meets the Chazon Ish, and they hit it off. Right? They hit it off. They get along splendidly. Right? Later on, when the Chazon Ish went to hear Rav Kook speak, one time he stood up during the entire drasha. The Torah state. The Torah is standing. He's also going to stand. But they met each other because of the Sefer Chavesh Pe'er. Rav Kook published the Sefer Chavesh Pe'er Be'ilum Shem. He did not write his name on the sefer. It says Nichtav Me'es Kadi. Kadi stands for Kohen Dato Yafeh. Kohen Dato Yafeh. That's the sefer. And the idea of the sefer is basically where it's fallen in the right place. Rav Kook himself sponsored the publication of the Sefer, and he gave the Sefer away for free to any Rav who promised he would darshan about it. The Sefer has a haskama from the Aderet, Rav Kook's father-in-law, but it's not clear who writes the book. Right? Later on, the second edition of the Sefer comes out in Tarpei Hei. Tarpei Hei is 1925, right? In 1925, Rav Kook publishes the Sefer again. He actually asked his Talmud, Reb Yitzchak Arieli, who wrote the Inayim L'Mishpat, who was the founding Mashgiach of Shalavim. He asked Rav Arieli to publish the Sefer. And the Sefer, the Chavesh Pe'er, why did Rav Kook write this? So in the second edition of Chavesh Pe'er in the back, he has drushes that he gives. And through the drushes, you get a sense of why he considers the Sefer so important. He quotes one of those Gemaras that the Smag quoted, which is that if you do this mitzvah, you're going to Eretz Yisrael. Tefillin brings you to Eretz Yisrael. Again, and Rav Kook is Eretz Yisrael obsessed already at this young age when he's the Rav in Zoymel. And he feels that the reason, and he writes this befamish in the Sefer Chavesh Pe'er, Perek Aleph of Chavesh Pe'er gives us all of the Gemaras, etc. Hatfon is called Kovet and Yakar and Oz, etc. All those Gemaras that we began with. And he writes, even though we're not supposed to say one mitzvah is bigger than other and than any other mitzvah, but I'm not saying this. The Gemara says that it's shekula kenegah kol mitzvahs, and Eretz Yisrael shekula kenegah kol mitzvahs. And if you do tefillin, you get into Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that the kedusha of he writes like this, and this comes across much. This is like a precursor for Rav Kook's later writings. Rav Kook had these sfarim called Orot, where he speaks about how you could see the light of the Ribbono Shel Olam through so many different mitzvahs and their different hiskalos ha'or, etc. And at the beginning of Chavesh Pe'er, he talks about the Orot, the different lights and the manifestations of the Borei Olam that you can see when you're wearing tefillin. This sefer is kim'at a precursor for all of Rav Kook's thought. Rav Kook writes that the Smag was upset that people didn't wear tefillin at all. In my dar, people wear tefillin, but they wear the tefillin in the wrong place. By the way, Chaim Hershenson, who was like a character, and he was a rabbi in Hoboken, New Jersey. Chaim Hershenson, when he reviewed the Sefer Chavesh Pe'er, he's like, Rav Kook, you're talking about people where it's found in the wrong place. My balabatim in America don't even wear tefillin. But Rav Kook writes that wearing tefillin in the wrong place is worse than not wearing tefillin. The Gemara says, right, we mentioned that tefillin is called Eidos. Zakt, Rav Kook, if a person doesn't wear tefillin, the person is not Meyed. But if you wear tefillin in the wrong place, you are Meyed Eidos Sheker. That's worse. Not only is it worse for that reason, but it's worse because if you wear tefillin in the wrong place, that means that the tefillin is low down beneath your hairline. That means you're accepting the Sodasi explanation of Bene Necha. Right? Chazal Dash and Bene Necha, based on the Yikruchu Karcha, Birosham, right? It says Bene Nechem, Lameis. So we understand that's like the hair. The Tzedukim put the tefillin on the forehead. If a person wears tefillin beneath the hairline, it's like the person's a Tzeduki. It's like the person doesn't believe the entire enterprise of Torah Sheba'al Peh. And this person, you really got to let him have it. And Rav Kook did not mince words. And he goes through Europe. I didn't have a chance to read every single drasha. He goes through Europe and he's darshaning about wearing tefillin in the right place because of all of these yesodos that we spoke of. Because of how important the mitzvah tefillin is, Rav Kook notes that he has a suffix, okay? If I am in the middle of Kriya Shema and I realize my tefillin's in the wrong place, I should adjust it. Let's say I'm in Kriya Shema and I see your tefillin's in the wrong place. Should I be mafsik my Kriya Shema and adjust your tefillin? Rav Kook is mefalpe about this, and he has gedolim, his talmidim, they write back and forth. Half of the sefer is a response to Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank, Reb Yaakov Moshe Charlap, and Reb Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, who all have different ha'arils on this first book that Rav Kook ever wrote. So, again, I think the idea of why Rav Kook, he really says this in the Sefer, tefillin is such an important mitzvah in Rav Kook's mind because it represents a more intense, intimate connection to Ribbono Shel Olam and other mitzvahs. Because of the connection to Eretz Yisrael, because for Rav Kook, who's very into meditation, right, meditating on tefillin can really accomplish a great deal. These are all yesodos that Rav Kook talks about at length. And again, part of my newly found Rav Kook obsession is that I was able, so this had nothing to do with dead people, right? Amazing. I were able to do like a hashgafa shir, but tefillin is not, it's such an important thing. Like we start wearing tefillin at our bar mitzvah and we learn the technicalities of how to wrap them. But do we ever spend time to think about how all of the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit are contained in these boxes that I put on my head and on my arm? And that's really the beauty of the mitzvah tefillin. Again, this is just what I wanted to share with you today, Chevra. And obviously there's much more to share. We didn't even get into technical halacha other than the tefillin. Oh, I should mention one of the technical halacha. The Gra writes in the Sefer Ma'aser Rav, Rav Kook is very into this Gra, that the high part of the tefillin, the high part of the head, it's very hard to violate. Makom she rosh shaltinak rofeis is very hard to get that high up. Many rishonim hold you'll even fulfill the mitzvah if you're up at that point. So it's better to wear your tefillin higher up to make sure it's not beneath the hairline, because if it's beneath the hairline, even a tiny bit beneath the hairline, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, again, I don't know the history of why Rav Kook got so upset. What exactly did people look like when they wore the tefillin? But I have a theory. And Rav Kook writes about this in the Hakdama. The old European tefillin were very big. If the tefillin are really big, they're going to be harder to be in the proper place. I don't understand why Chabad wears such big tefillin. Ani mamash lo mivin et zeh. Especially because the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch the importance of making sure that every drop of the tefillin is above that hairline. Right? There were some who disagreed with Rav Kook, with the Mishnah Berurah, with all the poskim, and said if a tiny bit of the tefillin is beneath the hairline, it is still going to be okay. There's a Sefer Ziv, Ziv HaTorah, written by a rabbi. I'm blanking on his name. He argued, and Rav Kook doesn't call him by name. Rav Kook wrote a Sefer Kliyot Tiferet refuting every one of his proofs. He wanted to argue that if some of the tefillin is beneath the hairline, you're still yotzei. So that is the that's the beauty of this. That's the beauty of this sefer. It's a very important mitzvah. We should really focus on the mitzvah of tefillin and what it represents, not only on the technical performance of the mitzvah. Okay, Chevra. So these are some of my thoughts today, and thank you for coming to listen. And Yisrael Shem on Sunday, we'll do more Shabbos.